Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. 26 minutes after 5, South African time. It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's the starting of the Islamic year, 1444, the 2nd of Muharram, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah, on this early Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Muharram, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verses 98, 99, and verse number 100 in today's lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, those people who are worshipping idols and other creation and so forth, innakum, verily you, the worshippers who are sane and mature, wa ma ta'buduna min dunillah. Now here we need to understand two things. Man is used for animate objects, people, animals, and so forth. And ma is used for inanimate objects like idols and so forth and so on. So you, the idol worshippers, wa ma ta'budun, and whatever you are worshipping, min dunillah, besides Almighty Allah. So people today worship Jesus, peace be upon him. People worship Ezra, some of the Jews, Nabi Uzair alayhi salatu salam. So they are excluded, obviously, because ma refers to inanimate objects. So wa ma ta'buduna min dunillah. So whatever you worship besides Almighty Allah, hasabu jahannam, they will be the fuel of the hellfire. So now the question is raised, but what crime did the idols commit? They didn't commit any crime. People took them, formed them, shaped them, and then started worshipping them. Chapter 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, e iman walo, O you who believe, O you who attain faith, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, save yourself and your family, your progeny from the fire. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ, the fuel of the fire will be the worshippers, the idols, the people who are idol worshippers, and the stones, meaning the idols. So there'll be no punishment for the idols, but Allah Ta'ala places it there out of His hikmat baligha, His great wisdom, so that these people must know that on whom and whatever you are putting your hopes will not help you in the least. So it increased that remorse, regret, and everything else in their heads and minds. But alas, it's too late. So therefore, there's absolute justice by Almighty Allah. Antum laha waridun, antum laha dakhilun. You will surely enter it, that is the hellfire, Jahannam. Therefore, after Fajr, after Maghrib, as mentioned in Abu Dawood, we read 7 times, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, after the morning prayer before sunrise, and after sunset, when we finish our prayer, we beg Almighty Allah, O Allah, protect and save us from the hellfire. So remember that people who are sane and mature, They commit blasphemy, they reject the articles of faith, or they commit shirk and they ascribe, associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Or people who are fence-sitters, they sit on the fence and commit a major offense, and that is they say things but only from the tip of the tongue. The heart is polluted, contaminated. They look for who's the winning party and so forth, the hypocrites. Lokanaha ulai alihatamma waraduha. Hypothetically, for argument's sake, if these were the gods, these were the deities, ma waraduha, they should not have entered Jahannam and the hellfire. So Allah Ta'ala is showing us the wisdom, whom you are worshipping, what you are worshipping, then how come they landing up in the fire and so forth? Because remember, they are not deities. The only one worthy of worship is Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, the only Khalik, the only Creator. The exclusive Creator in the entire universe is only Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, the Supreme Being. No doctor, no professor, no gynecologist can give life. Only Almighty Allah gives life. Yuhyi wa yumit. He gives life and He gives death. That is His sole prerogative. Wa kullun fiha khalidun. And when people die, they are sane and mature, and they died on kufr, on blasphemy, polytheism, then they remain in that hellfire perpetually and eternally. Khalidain fiha abada. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever, eternally condemned and doomed. Why? Because of their kufr, blasphemy and shirk. Chapter number 33, verses 64, 65. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers, non-believers. Then chapter 4, verse 48, Almighty Allah speaks about the mushrikeen, those who ascribe somebody, something to Almighty Allah. Chapter 4, verse 145, Almighty Allah speaks of the hypocrites who only pay lip service to Islam. The heart is devoid of the true iman. Chapter 4, verse 145, innal munafiqeen fi ad-darkil asfali minan nar. They, the hypocrites, will be in the lowest layer of Jahannam. So therefore, on this Mubarak day, the second day of Muharram, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. We seek your protection from blasphemy, from polytheism, and from hypocrisy, Ya Allah. Lahum fiha zafiru. When they are in the hellfire, they will be sobbing, weeping, crying, and all that they'll be doing. But remember, it is too little, too late. Wahum fiha la yasma'un. They will be there in that hellfire, and nobody's going to listen to them, because now they had multiple opportunities, multiple occasions to repent, to embrace Islam, to turn away from their evil habits, but they were not prepared to do so. So when you, human being, one side you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, but on the other side you have made the choice. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they, this human being, made the wrong choice, then you can't blame anybody else but yourself. Then Allah Ta'ala says, go. You have made your choice, and now you say you like socialism, you like capitalism, you like Zionism, you like this ism and that ism. So therefore you blame yourself. Chapter 61, verse number 5. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us, that they will be condemned eternally and perpetually. Let's give you some very, very interesting news. Number one, you see, President Biden, he's got COVID for the second time. Now maybe the third time he'll get monkeypox. We don't know, you know. So these people, remember, they take us for a ride. They say they had COVID, and then they say monkeypox, and now they want to change the name to maybe donkeypox. Allah alone knows. But this whole thing has turned out to be one plandemic and a scamdemic. So that's the first point you must remember. History is always a good teacher, provided we learn the right history. You see, today with the internet and with declassification, so you find the apartheid, rogue, terrorist, Nazi regime. And this is in their newspapers. Go read the Haaretz newspaper of the weekend and see. So there was a massacre in Kfar Qasim. So Kfar Qasim is a Palestinian area, and then the Israelis came. Their army, their police, their henchmen, call them whatever you want to. And they massacred the Muslims. Remember the Palestinians. And what did their leaders say? To have so many fatalities is desirable. Listen carefully, Jutla. Listen carefully, you Jews. In your newspaper, Kfar is written that in Haaretz, that your leader said to have more fatalities is desirable in Kfar Qasim. What that means? Kill more and more Palestinians. And this was after your so-called independence in 1956. So what do you say of a nation like this? Remember that who murdered the prophets and messengers, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist, his beloved father Zacharias, murdered by the Jews, trying to assassinate Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, trying to assassinate Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Therefore, they are not a chosen nation, they are a cursed nation, and therefore, remember, they'll be punished forever, right till the day of justice. And you can just look at the Haaretz and see how they are jockeying for position, horse trading going on for their fifth election in less than 4 years. So remember, Allah Ta'ala has cursed them and punished them and will continue punishing them. And the last news, pray for our country. Cry, my beloved country. Imagine in the weekends, 8 women, what they were doing, all that, we're not going to all that. But remember, they were raped by the Zama Zama workers. You don't know what Zama Zama means. You have these illegal workers, and they are working there in the mines. They go in there, and they saw these women, and then they raped them. If you just read the gruesome details, remember, you can have all your policies, you can have all your constitutions and everything. Till there's no implementation, the big thugs have to be put into prison. You have to start, you must remember, imprisoning them and send them to prison. The big shots, the big wigs, then only will South Africa come right. You catch the small fish and all that. It doesn't appeal to the public. So therefore, you, the government, I tell you openly, politicians, we got no faith in majority of them. Law enforcement, we don't have confidence in majority of them. Our judiciary, we don't have confidence in majority of them. So when all three legs fall down, so what's going to happen? So then we live in a banana republic, a failed state. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala have mercy on us and protect us all. Therefore, we beg Allah, chapter 12, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. So, Ya Allah, you are the best protector. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Remember, we demand reinstate the death penalty. Just tell me one reason why these people who multiple gang raped this lady should not face the death penalty. Show me one reason. So, and that will be sending a strong message, but first you have to deal with the top, all the ministers and people who were involved in the stealing and corruption and so forth. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 today on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we'll be discussing that is countries, the travel places. Today we discuss England, Inshallah Al-Aziz, and 1 to 2 will be the tafsirs. Today we start with Inshallah Surah Mumtahina, chapter 60. And in the archive, we start with Surah Qasas, chapter 28, 2 to 2:30, the report back. And inshallah, that is our trip now to Darul Zakaria. Yesterday I was there, mashwat Allah's help. So we'll speak about all that issues, inshallah. And thereafter, 8 to 10, at night, inshallah, tonight will be the live Q&A with Mawlana Arafat and myself, inshallah, Al-Aziz.
Ustaz, let's start with a revered sister. Dear Mufti Sahib, I have overslept yesterday and I woke up at sunrise. I performed my fajr at that time. Do I have to repeat my fajr or make qadha? Revert sister, ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My sister, mashallah, you embrace Islam. Allah Jalla wala, forgive all your sins. Chapter 8, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. When a person embraces Islam, then the sins of the past they committed against Allah Ta'ala's laws and constitution, that is forgiven. So remember, you must lead a disciplined life. We have to read all 5 daily salat and namaz and prayer on time. So what you did, you read your fajr salat during sunrise, that is null and void. You have to repeat it 15 minutes, 20 minutes after sunrise. Make tawbah, repent to Almighty Allah, and in that way there for the future, you must make a pledge and a covenant with Almighty Allah. In future, I will never miss my salat, whether I'm in Safar or Hadar, whether I'm at home or whether I'm traveling, whether I'm on the bus or on the plane or on the train. So we must perform our salat on time, my sister.
Well, again, once again, inshallah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this Monday morning. We start breaking news. Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti Sab. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Guidance is from Allah. Praise and thanks be to Allah, the most merciful Allah, indeed, the most compassionate Allah. Peace and salutations be upon Allah's best creation, the trustworthy, the truthful, a true sign of Allah's mercy to mankind, and the true leader and the last prophet and leader, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kindly help us with shahada of 2 Roman Catholic priests who denounced their priesthood in the presence of the bishop himself yesterday. If Allah guides, who can misguide you? Hendrix Frank chose the name Hamza. Subosiso Shozi chose the name Uthman. May Allah accept our humble efforts, keep us in deen, and make us among those who were favored to return to Allah while in deen. Ibrahim Anderson, Ustad.
MashaAllah. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His recurring bounties and favors upon us. This is the barakah blessing of the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was the exclusive, is the exclusive, will always be the exclusive. Rahmatul Lil Alameen, chapter 21, verse 107. And we thank you, our brother Ibrahim Anderson, wonderful, wonderful ambassador. Allah Jalla Wala grant us all ikhlas, Ameen, sincerity, istiqamat, steadfastness, qabooliyat, and accept us. You, my brothers Hamza, and you, my brother Usman, barakallahu fiqh. You left your bishop business and you chose the right religion and made the right choice. So repeat after me, and inshallah, in the ending, we'll make dua for all of you as well. So repeat, ashahadu, ashahadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashahadu, anna, muhammadan, muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh. MashaAllah, brothers Hamza, brother Usman, you are Muslims now, so read and announce the translation as well so you understand properly. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship, that there is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah, except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never mind you say peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the last and the final prophet and messenger. Prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We must thank the Ansar directors, all of them. MashaAllah, we have the joint program. Millions and thousands of people benefit throughout the world. We must thank the Capital Group, MashaAllah, for sponsoring all this. Once again to you, Brother Ibrahim Anderson, Allah Jalla Wala always accept you, accept all of us to become the true ambassadors of Islam. Inshallah, inshallah, in the last 2-3 minutes, we'll make a dua for everybody, inshallah, Aziz.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Ustad. I see I've got brother Jonah. He says, AK, I will listen to your show, but bringing faith in you, that I can't do. I'm sorry. What about my seniors in Israel? Jonah, Ustad.
Remember, my brother Jonah, as long as you listen to our program, we're very happy. And you are making that sacrifice of waking up early, so we appreciate that. You need to ask yourself this question. Tomorrow, when you stand in front of God Almighty Allah, you stand in front of our Creator, your Creator, my Creator, the entire universe Creator, we all will be alone. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. We will come individually. Then what will we say? Ya Allah, I stood with Israel. Ya Allah, I stood with the Jews. Ya Allah, I stood with the Jutlas. What do you think, Jonah? Will that be a valid excuse? What do you think? Obviously, it will not be a valid excuse. The whole world is seeing now, with all the information getting declassified, how many massacres Israel, the Nazi regime, committed during they are independence, after independence, post-independence, pre-independence. Go and see what the Haganah gang did. Go and see what the Stern gang did. Go and see till today how many children are incarcerated in prison. How many women, how many men are being tortured. So the whole world knows, but people who remain blind and wish to then turn the blind eyes and face towards the other direction, we can only pray for them. But remember that that will not be a valid excuse. Rather, you will be considered as an accomplice in this crime. So think about that, my brother Jonah.
Somebody says, Yo, Ustaz, that I want to know, as a single female who has no male mahrams, can I go out to work to look after my kids? I am not a beggar, nor does Jamiat want to help me. Please, Mufti Saab, stop saying that we sisters can't work, Ustaz.
It's not we who make the laws, my sister. We only explain to you what the Quran Sharif teaches us, what the ahadith and teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us. And that is Quran, Surah 33, verse 33. Almighty Allah teaches us, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. Women, you must stay glued to your homes. So in Islam, there is no such thing that woman must go and work and then you will have to wear special type of clothing and compromise your haya, shame and modesty. How many salat you will have to musk and namaz you will have to musk, and thereafter you should ask yourself this question, that when you go there, how many men you will have to intermingle with and so forth. So many issues there are, sister. So if Jamiat don't want to help you, as you say, there are so many other organizations and they will have a very reason why they don't want to help you and so forth. So each one of us should then ask ourselves that where's our family structures, that we are Muslims, so we should be helping one another and so forth and so on. So therefore, it's Allah's verdict, not my verdict, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's verdict. For women to go and work in all these places, these men there, these haram activities there, so definitely that is not permissible. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, when a lady leaves her home, وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرَةً, and she applied the makeup and perfume and all that, you ladies know better than me, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, then she's going to pass the man, interact with them, فَإِيَا زَانِيَا, she is an adulteress. These are the words of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِيَا زَانِيَا, she is an adulteress. This is authentic Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So therefore, sister, when we say we Muslim, Muslima, it means we submit, we surrender to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We'll submit and surrender to Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lovingly, willingly and sincerely. We don't look for loopholes, we don't bend the rules, remember that. So my advice to you, you have to stay at home, tell your family to assist you, tell the various organizations to assist you. So that is what Islam will say.
I see Bobby Hustad, Bobby Hunt says that, what prayer do I recite when I see my car being burgled at late hours of the night, and I'm all alone. Bobby Hans, Ustad.
Bobby Hans, before you see it burgled and you're going to sleep and so forth, so write these words down, Bobby, Bob, before the people rob you, Mr. Bob. So you must say, Ya Hafizu, Ya Hafizu, Ya Y-A, Hafizu, H-A-F-E-E-Z-U, H-A-F-E-E-Z-U. There's two words, Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu. In Islam, we say, Al-Wiqayatu Khayrun Min Al-Ilaj. Prevention is better than cure. So every night I read and then I go and sleep. So my brother, Bobby, remember that. First pray to Almighty Allah. Then you will see Allah's protection will come. Now you alone. You can see the crooks are busy with your car and so forth. Then the only thing you can do is phone the police, phone your neighbors, and so raise an alarm, and so forth, and so on. So at least they get maybe frightened or disturbed and they run away. You can't be going out outside and risking your life. You know that today every second one of them got a gun, and you don't, you're not armed, and so forth. And if you shoot them, then the police will come to you rather than go to them. You know all our constitution, and so forth. The owners and the people who are in the right have less rights compared to the crooks today. They're upside down the rules today, and they call it human rights, you know. So Allah's curse is on such type of human rights. So the point here is, Bobby, my suggestion to you, before you sleep every day, every night, so read, Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu, Ya Hafidhu. Allah will then protect you and protect your assets as well.
Ustaz, I see Sister Felicia says that, good morning to you, AK. Fuel prices coming down this month. Is it the prayers of people or the efforts of people? There is no prayer accepted without effort. Felicia, Ustad.
Yes, it can be the prayers of people, but you must understand the real message, my sister Felicia. Before the politicians... Before the politicians give us the felicity, you see, your name Felicia, felicity, all the good news and success, they always is a hidden agenda. They know that the public and the masses are fed up of them. Fed up of Eskom, the load shedding, fed up with the corruption, fed up with all the crookery, fed up with everything almost. So now they know that, remember, there is great fear that the by-elections in many places they are losing, and 2024 they might lose power totally. So give some sweetener. You see, so give you 1 rand, 110, 120, 130 discount. Say, no, government is very good. So they know how to play their cards. But they will tell me and you, no, the dollar price, this happened, the oil price, this happened, those happened. Simple, why you don't buy? You must remember oil from Russia. Why you don't buy from Iran? Why you don't buy from other countries and so forth and so on? India, the whole world is condemning Russia. India is buying more and more oil from Russia. India is, their ties are increasing with Russia. Leave the politics aside. I'm just speaking about the petrol and oil and wheat and what have you. So we must look at what is the best for our people. We don't have to look at what others are doing and so forth and condemnation. We have to worry of our people. But you see that they keep it so high prices so they can make more commission and more money goes into their coffers and so forth. You go to our neighboring countries, go to Botswana, go to Namibia, go to these countries. They get petrol from South Africa. But remember, their petrol price is cheaper than South Africa. Now, how you reconcile that? Explain that to me. So my sister Felicia, we should not be jumping for joy. You need to understand the real politic that's going on. Remember, we have a corrupt system, and you know, masses are asses, so it is easy to fool them. Last one.
Ustad, I've got, before you go for the door, I've got a teacher, Muiz. He's a teacher. He says, Muftisap, you heard the special report by John Perlger truth and lies in the war on terror, Ustad.
100%. John Pulger, I told you the other day, you must read about him. John Pulger, Chomsky, Finkelstein, Ilan Pape, Yuri Davis, all these people have written all this. The war on terror, you must remember how he cornered that American statesman and politician and so forth. So all this is there. The whole 9/11 was cooked up and everything cooked up so that they will hijack Islam and demonize Muslims. So the more they try, more people embrace Islam. Today our brother Hamza embraced Islam. Today our brother Usman embraced Islam. So may Almighty Allah accept you both, accept our brother Ibrahim Anderson, Ameen. Accept our Mawlana Arafat and all of us.
Ameen.
Come we all turn to Almighty Allah. It's only Almighty Allah who grants us this Iman and faith and keep us steadfast and let us leave this world with Iman and Islam. Inshallah, as I mentioned, tonight Q&A, 8:30 to 9 England and 1:30 to 2, inshallah, Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thanan alayk. Anta kama athnayt ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu. Biyadika alkhair. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة بالإيمان يا الله Our brothers have embraced Islam. Ameen. Our brother Usman, our brother Hamza, reward them, Ya Allah. Keep them, keep all of us steadfast. Ameen. Reward our brother Ibrahim Anderson, Ya Allah. Keep him as an ambassador of Islam. Qala Allahu Ta'ala fi sha'ni habibi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin. صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 إن شاء الله next will be the news with Brother Uwais and thereafter the Fajr Salat Fajr Adhan rather and thereafter Mawlana Khalid Yaqub and then 7 o'clock news again by Brother Uwais and then Mawlana Zahid Khan Barakallahu Fik Jazakallahu Khair Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuh